The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which includes Arizona and California cases and those of seven other states, has been a punching bag for years, especially for conservatives. During his State of the State address last month, Governor Doug Ducey mentioned the need for Arizona to be moved out of the Ninth Circuit. And on Thursday, legislation backed by Senators John McCain and Jeff Flake was introduced to move Arizona and five other states into a newly created 12th Circuit. Carl Tobias, University of Richmond law professor, says the push to change the Ninth Circuit was somewhat silent over the past 8 years.
That hasn't really been a live issue since the Bush years, but it has been for the last three or four decades. Especially Republican senators, and especially from the Ninth Circuit, have argued strenuously for splitting the court because it's too large, they don't like its decisions, and any number of other arguments that have been made. But it was pretty moribund, of course, when Obama was in the White House, because Democrats tend to oppose the split, and he would have vetoed any legislation that went forward.
The new legislation may get some traction thanks to a Republican being in the White House and the GOP holding majorities in the House and Senate. And joining me to talk about the current condition of the Ninth Circuit is Ross Todd, Bureau Chief for The Recorder and Law.com. Ross, it's been a court with a shortage of judges and what many have considered a progressive bent. Does that accurately describe what the court is like?
There are four open seats on the court right now. 18 of the current 25 active judges were appointed by Democratic presidents. In the past, it's been known as a liberal outlier, but after 8 years of George W. Bush appointees, followed by 8 years of appointments by President Obama, who tended to appoint judges that were much more towards the center left than the judges they were replacing, it isn't quite the outlier that it once was. I covered the year before last, the court was actually upheld more often at the Supreme Court than it was overturned, which in the past never would have been the case.
Most often it is those on the conservative side who will cite the fact that it's overturned so often, the fact that it leans to the left. That seems to be one of the reasons. Now, another reason that's come up more recently has to do with the total caseload. Have people who are practically involved in the court expressed concern about the size of the caseload?
It has always been among the busiest of the appellate courts in the country. Its geographic makeup, having nine states, state Supreme Courts, as well as the federal courts of all those courts flow into the Ninth Circuit caseload, affects that. Just by its very nature, anytime a seat comes open on this court, it's declared a judicial emergency by the administrative office of the courts. That means that there's 700 adjusted filings per panel in technical terms. It just means that it's a very busy court and always has been.
Just in terms of the logic of numbers, the fact that California's on it, does it make this circuit in some ways just huge and to some too huge?
Yeah, you look at the percentage of the U.S. population that this court oversees the cases of, and that's indeed the case. It oversees the legal appeals of a whole lot of criminal cases, a whole lot of immigration cases, all the civil and commercial disputes that ended up being appealed all the way up to the Ninth Circuit.
There's been renewed call now for breaking up the Ninth Circuit, and because as a Republican president and Republicans hold majorities in the House and Senate, there are some people who actually think there may be momentum for this. If it were to happen, logistically, would this be kind of a nightmare for a while, potentially, as far as figuring out which goes where and whatnot?
Definitely. Definitely. It's administratively speaking, it runs about as well as it can, as unwieldy as it might be. Any sort of institutional change of an institution this big inserts a level of chaos that at least the folks within the institution itself would be worried about. And I know there is a pretty collegial bunch. These folks, by and large, like getting together, enjoy the intellectual jousting that they do with each other and with the folks who come before them in oral argument. They might miss the variety that they get in terms of the caseload being so geographically and subject matter diverse that they currently get in the current makeup of the court.
Has anyone commented about, now that there's renewed talk about this, does anyone that you cover, have they talked about whether they think it's interesting, a concern, anything like that?
They knew it was coming. Anytime you get a Republican majority in both bodies of Congress, there's a renewed call for this. It's interesting that it comes at a time when the court is more in line with the jurisprudence of the Supreme Court, that it might be the most serious of these calls. It's no longer the outlier that it once was. And with President Trump poised to appoint people to fill the four openings, it could come even more politically imbalanced. If you do the number counting, that would make it 18 Democratic appointees and 11 Republican appointees on the court, on the active bench. So at a time when it could be becoming less the Ninth Circus, as folks like to call it, it's likely more likely to be split. It's an interesting conundrum.
Ross Todd is Bureau Chief for The Recorder and Law.com.